Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's 5:09. It's the Tuesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Top national story, Washington insider Jamie Dupree reports the story involving President Trump's call to the leader of Ukraine may have been the final straw for some Democrats who weren't sold on an impeachment investigation, as a group of freshman Democrats last night said if the president won't turn over documents and more about his dealings with Ukraine, allegedly involving Trump withholding aid to Ukraine in order to push for that country to investigate the former Vice President Joe Biden, then Democrats will rush for impeachment. Brian Kilmeade is going to be here at 9 o'clock to continue to sort through this, as it really does kind of read like layers of an onion that'll peel away. Where might this story be going through the day today? How are you going to tackle it later today?
Well, I mean, these are evidently these moderates that could have their seats at risk if they rush to impeachment, but it looks like they're rushing to impeachment. The Wall Street Journal has a story today that, listen, he met in June with Bolton and new Secretary of Defense Esper, and he says, I'm a little concerned that our allies are not giving any money, and are we looking into corruption, where this money's going? So they said, yeah, let's put this money on hold. So they just say they thought about putting the money on hold. In July, he decides to put the money on hold. On September 11th, he puts the money back in play. Somewhere in between there, they want to know if he threatened to say, hey, if you don't investigate Joe Biden, you're not going to get your $400 million. Now, the Ukrainians say there was no threat on the call went fine. No one seems to be looking at those comments. The other thing is, it's like, haven't we seen this movie before? The Democrats can't believe it. They never heard anything so corrupt. The president says, I can't believe you guys are going at this again. And doesn't seem like any progress is necessarily being made. I do say in the big picture, so now every time a leader for a future president, if people have a problem with that, whoever our president is, his policy, whether it's controversial or not, whether it's backing up a red line in Syria or not, we'll went into that deliberation, who said what, let's go get the transcript. Let's find out if Barack Obama, let's find out if those letters that Barack Obama exchanged with Rouhani all those years ago leading up to JCPOA promise illicit money. Let's go get that email. Let's see if George W. Bush actually knew ahead of time and get transcripts of phone calls with Tony Blair about weapons of mass destruction. Whatever your opinion is, why can't we get that? I mean, here is the beginning of using conversations with world leaders and making it political. Remember when Julian Assange led group WikiLeaks went out and unmasked all those cables, private conversations between State Departments and leaders in the Middle East especially, and it just unveiled all this type of maneuvering and private conversations that really got our national into it, embarrassed our leaders, it embarrassed the State Department, and it hurt our relations with other countries. I mean, let's say we talked offline before the show started, and I talked about, yeah, this is the one thing about this topic, I'm not really into doing this topic, and you said, Brian, do me a favor in doing this topic a little bit later on in the day. It comes out at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Brian Kilmeade did not want to do this topic. Now, is the world going to change? No. But if you are the president of the United States and you have to go ahead and show transcripts of your calls to find out intention to see if politics played a role, I think it's a terrible precedent. And you got a situation where the director of national intelligence said, I don't think this rises to something that the inspector general should even be looking at. The Department of Justice backs up the DNI. And this person, who is a whistleblower, doesn't even have direct knowledge of what took place. They weren't even on the call, he or she. So it seems a bunch of hyperventilating again. This president is ham-handed about the way he approaches it, the way he explains it. He's his own spokesperson, gets in his own way. But again, we're here with world leaders. We should be tackling Iran and everything else. And instead, we're talking about what happened in a conversation July 25th. It's like an endless treadmill of ridiculousness.
We'll have live coverage of the president's address to the United Nations General Assembly at 10 o'clock this morning. Brian Kilmeade straight out of the chute at 9 o'clock this morning as the acting director of national intelligence is set to testify later this week on Capitol Hill. We'll see whether or not all that comes together. A lot to get to in the coming days as Jacksonville's morning news continues.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.